Hello, everyone. I'm just here traveling in my car and just thinking about the beauty of God and our surroundings and just things that God does to let us know that He's here with us, and that no matter what we're going through, He's by our side. And even as I travel, I had to go to physical therapy today. Wasn't feeling that hot, you know, having some pain in my back. But, you know, just even as I'm traveling home, and the day looks gloomy and the clouds look gloomy and it's really cold. But even as I look at my surroundings with the trees, and though they may not have their leaves, there's still beauty to all creation. And God put that beauty there for us to see. Even the clouds in the sky, and you see those, how they look like feathery wisps going across the sky. There's just beauty in all that we see. And I live upstate New York, and we always get these animals going through the yard. But even in the animals that we see, the deer, and how they're able to sense sometimes their surroundings. They might not be able to sense always when a car is coming, but they can sense when there's danger. And even, you know, the little, sometimes we see the groundhogs coming out looking, but there's beauty in all creation, the birds, the trees, the sky, everything. And even on the gloomiest of days when you might see the rain, and the rain has beauty. So God let us know in everything, in all of His creation, the beauty. And then that just brings me to that there's times when you just might think that God is not around you, that He doesn't hear you, that He's forgotten. But He does little things that God lets you know that He's still with you. I'm thinking about even just now, you know, thinking about just, I went to the store just to pick up, you know, something to eat. I got to see one of my students, and it kind of, and I don't always see my students, but he was one of my middle school students that I had maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. And I was looking at him, and I'm like, man, I recognized him, but I just couldn't place his name. And he told me his name, and I'm like, that's right, you know. And it was just really good to see him. Like, God knew what I needed to uplift me. And just seeing one of my students from, you know, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago gave me that uplift. I know another time, I think it was last weekend, actually, I went to the beauty parlor to get my hair done. And we're sitting in there. I'm really tired, really drained. And my beautician, they were playing Christian music. It was in Spanish. So I knew the tunes, but I didn't know all the words to all the songs. I knew some of the songs in Spanish, but I didn't know all the songs. But it's a Dominican hairdresser. But there were all cultures there. Black, white, Spanish, Asian. They were all cultures. And we were just sitting and the music was playing. But then a song came on, and I've been racking my brain as to what song it was that came on, because I can't remember what it is right now. But as the song came on, like, everyone began to sing, and I began to sing, and people in the chairs began to sing, and it was like everyone in there, and you wouldn't know that everyone, if they were Christians or not, or if they loved the Lord, but they all knew the song. It was a familiar song, and we all just began to sing. And even, and it had to be at least about maybe 20 people in there, because the hairdresser gets kind of packed on Saturdays, and everyone was singing, and even the beautician herself kind of looked around and smiled as the song, and we just began to worship. And you just felt the presence of the Holy Spirit just begin to lay, you know, in the atmosphere and to touch everyone. And you saw different ones, even myself, you know, begin to tear and just worship. And I'm sitting in the chair and the beautician's blow drying my hair, but it was just something, just God knew what we all needed. And it could have been that all of us there at that moment in time needed to have that presence of God, to know that He is with us, to know that no matter what we're going through, He is there with us. I know I was feeling kind of down myself and tired, like I said earlier, but the presence of God just laying in the atmosphere of a beauty parlor. And it was just so amazing how we all just began to worship. It didn't matter what culture was there. It didn't matter who was there. It didn't matter if you were a beautician. It didn't matter if you were a customer. And different ones, like whether they were coming in from work. But we all just began to worship. And God knew just what we needed, whether it was that uplift, whether it was to let us know that no matter what you're going through, I'm there with you. I'm walking with you. I'm by your side. You might feel alone, but I'm carrying you all the way. Even when you're driving, I'm sitting beside you in that car. When you're at work, I'm standing beside you. When you're with your friends and maybe you're feeling down, I'm still with you. I'm wrapping my arms around you. And though you might have burdens, and though you might have struggles, I'm there with you to strengthen you. He's letting us know no matter what, He is with us. We just lay those burdens before the Lord, and He will strengthen us. He will get us through. He will bring us through the things that we cannot handle ourselves. Some days are hard. Some days it feels like there's no one who understands, but God is there to strengthen you. Even at church, you know, I just went to rehearsal. It was Thursday night, and actually, we are going into a new church building. On this Sunday will be our first Sunday in the new church building. And they were still doing construction on the building, so we really didn't have anywhere to rehearse. So there's dust all over the place. They're painting, the drills are there. And the group, you know, the worship team, we were just there in the middle, and we didn't have a piano. We didn't have any instruments. The only thing we had was the guitar, and so as and I had my tambourine, and we just began to sing. And even in that midst of all that construction going on, we just worshiped the Lord. And we came in, and even with all that's happening going into our new church, there's so many things, like the enemy is trying to put distractions, you know, trying to cause different ones to argue or be angry, even, you know, trying to put financial struggles in the way with this new building or opposition. But God, He's still making a way. He's still in the midst. And so we began to worship in that building, and our voices went up, and we were just having a wonderful time in the Lord and just singing and giving our hearts to the Lord and giving our praise to the Lord. And God just came and blessed us as we sang in the midst of all that construction, all that dust, all the drills going on in the background. God just continued to bless. I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through, your worship, your praise, just give it to God. Give all your burdens to God. And just pray and cry out to the Lord. He is there. He's watching over you. Yeah, not even that. I mean, there's so many instances I can bring up. I was traveling. Like I said, I live upstate, kind of like a woodsy area. You know, it's not too country, but you know, I'm from the city, so it's still kind of country. But I'm driving, it was dark, and I'm coming home from rehearsal that day. And something in, you know, my spirit, I heard the Lord say, slow down, you know? And so I slowed down, and what ran right in front of my car? A deer. I was like, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it was just like he showed me that, you know, even though I was still going the speed limit, I still needed to slow down beyond the speed limit because something was coming. And that deer, I was going slow enough that I didn't hit that deer. And I just began to praise the Lord. And God is just awesome, and he's wonderful in all his ways. I tell you, what an awesome God we serve. And I really thank God for this forum, even that, you know, I mean, I'm on my speakerphone now and in my car, but I could like press a button and just tell you guys just of the goodness of the Lord, of the goodness of God, the goodness of just knowing who he is. And, you know, even at work, my students, they know I love the Lord, and I don't have to scream and yell. I can give them a look when they're misbehaving. And sometimes they come to me, Miss, can you pray for me? And in the school system, you're really not supposed to do that. But the kids come and ask, can you pray for me? And I pray with them. I close the door and pray for them because they ask me to. You know, I'm going through something. Well, they just come and confide. And the Lord, like I said, he's just a blessing. He's just a blessing. He comes, he lets you know he's there. And even, you know, like I said, even the times you're feeling the lowest of low, he's there. He lets you know he's in the midst of, he's standing beside you, he's with you. He brings people to you that need to be ministered to. And you think, oh man, I'm so tired. I'm in pain. I don't feel like ministering. I'm so tired. And you don't think you have the energy to do anything. But the words of God begin to come. And it's exactly what that person needs at that right time. So I encourage everyone. You know, discouraged. He loves you. Depend on him no matter what. No matter if you're feeling alone, know that God is with you. He's standing beside you. He is your all in all. He is your rock. When you feel like, you know, you have no strength to stand on, the Lord is your strength. He is your help in the time of need. You know, even when you might feel that people are coming up against you, he hides you under the shadow of his wings and makes a way that people will have to shut their mouths when they're talking about you, because the Lord is more powerful than what the enemy tries to put against you. You are a king's kid. You are a child of God. Know that he is with you and he loves you.